I saw him mixing it with the Blues the other night at the team announcement. G'day, Webby.
Uh-oh. What did you actually see?
No, just a couple of Instagram shots. It might have been Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. That True Blues function on Monday night was probably one of the best rugby league functions I've ever been to.
Great.
And I've been to a couple. It was a really good feeling in the air. I think there's a little bit of pessimism around the New South Wales side before Monday night about, you know, here we go again, is what's it going to be like? We're going to Suncorp Stadium for the first game, blah, blah, blah. And then that function where the team was announced into the Channel 9 news at 6:40, yeah. But then the players came and mixed and sat with all the old players and all the sponsors, and they were there to the end, they were having a couple of quiet beers. It was yeah. It was actually a really, really good feeling, and it was, you know, even then it carried on down at the sports bar afterwards, and it was, you know, it wasn't a night of atrocities or anything like that, but it was just a good old rugby league function, and it sort of made a lot of people, boys, feel quite optimistic about what's going to happen next Wednesday night.
Well, Webby, they won't admit it. They won't admit it, but I bet you there was a secondary party last night because Jonathan Thurston declaring he won't be there in Origin number one, and this is, the time is nigh.
It's, well, can I quote the king? Not Wally Lewis, but Elvis Presley. It's now or never. It's surely it is now or never. I'm not going to try and sing it. I heard Wagga Rooster earlier. And look, I'm not saying that New South Wales will win State of Origin 1, but they should win State of Origin 1. No GI, no Matt Scott, no Slater, no Thurston.
Yeah.
You've got a New South Wales side with Mitchell Pearce never playing any better than what he has this year. It's his team. There's no Robbie Farah. There's no Paul Gallen to get in the way. They've got all these young players coming through. They've got the Hayne Plains back. It's now or bloody never for New South Wales. They're never going to get a better chance in the last 10 years to win Game 1 at Suncorp and then come back to Sydney in 3 weeks' time to try and win the series. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. We've all been hurt before, but it should happen.
Yeah, it should happen. Have you got enough articles in you between now and Wednesday?
You know what, Michael, it's funny. I was actually thinking about that on the drive in here to the studio, thinking, what more can I write about some of these teams, about some of these sides? So, I don't know. I think, you know, it's the same as every year where we just wring every story out of both teams. There's that much hype about it. We've been talking about it for so long, but that's Origin. I'm sure we'll find something between now and next Wednesday.
Sure
it is, but I reckon it's been a good Origin build-up, a little bit different with the likes of, you've got the superstar who's been injured, the injury watch on Thurston, he's now out. You've got Dugan still to have any contact for New South Wales coming back from that injury and operation. Maybe contact on Sunday for him, 3 weeks after that fracture. And you've got a few new guys in the New South Wales camp, and you know, we're trumpeting the changing of the guard. Nathan Peets to play 80 minutes. I've got no doubt he'll get through that.
No, for sure. I think Peets is a good selection. I don't think they had really any choice. The way that the Laurie was thinking, I think he about a week or so ago, he was actually leaning towards Robbie Farah. Peter Sterling wanted Peter Wallace. Peter Wallace gets in, and Nathan Peets get in. I don't know if you saw the story I had this week, boys, but Nathan Peets actually tweeted 5 years ago that he never, ever thought he would play State of Origin football, and now he presents this opportunity. So that's what Origin footy's all like. That said, I have spoken to some people within the New South Wales setup, and they say that they're more than aware that of all the hype around them, and you know they know what it's like to go up there as favourites, or they don't want to be going up there as favourites. I think that, you know, they're not underestimating the task that's in front of them.
Now, John Grant, mate, we're reading a lot about him. Can you break it down for me? What he's been on the nose for a while. What's happening there?
John Grant is at war with Todd Greenberg. As much as they don't want to admit it. There is certainly some issues there. John Grant was in the sports bar after the True Blues function that I just talked about, and then went back to his hotel room and sent a email at 2:45 a.m.
The old 2:45 a.m. email.
It's like the text messages. You shouldn't send them. Now, he maintains that he actually sent it earlier in the night.
Never
for some reason, it's gone through 6 hours later to or the club chairman, with him saying that the funding cuts that were suggested a week before, that got all their backs up, had actually had nothing to do with him. So it's he's basically throwing Todd Greenberg under the bus. If we're going to break it all down, boys, what it comes down to is that the clubs are continually holding a gun to John Grant's head, and he is acceding to it because he wants to keep his job. And this is going to keep going on every couple of months until the end of his tenure in March next year. So it's going to be a very interesting time in rugby league. More instability. I just think it's about money and it's about power, and it's about the players are asking for more money. The NRL are saying they don't have it, and John Grant trying to keep his job by trying to keep everybody happy. So it's, you know, the Independent Commission was formed to get rid of all this self-interest, to be perfectly honest, and we just seem to having more and more and more of it. So it's a pretty ugly situation.
I've never been a bigger proponent of the Independent Commission, and I've never been more disappointed than I am in the Independent Commission, the Australian Rugby League Commission. They've done nothing, and nothing in rugby league has changed at all. Not one iota.
That's fair comment. Look, boys.
They haven't moved on at all.
When the VFL handed over an independent commission in AFL to the AFL in the 80s, it got blown up once. It took years and years for them to come through. It's been five years next week since David Gallop got pushed out of the game. You know, and the new commissioners told the clubs that we're smart businessmen. We're going to tell you how to spend your money. We're going to be able to revolutionise the game. We're going to turn it into a massive billion-dollar business. They're having to take bank loans to cover up for cash flow shortfalls, you know, to get by from month to month. And that's where a lot of the anger from clubs is coming from at the moment. So, yeah, it's there's a few issues there for the great game of rugby league.
Another CEO moving on, mate, Raylene Castle.
Yeah, Raylene Castle. We all know that Ray Dibb, the chairman, runs that club. They were in a private suite a couple of weeks ago, and neither of them spoke to each other for some time. Raylene's a good operator, but I think she's sort of fallen to politics there at the Dogs. There is plenty in the game who think that she should find a place somewhere within the NRL. Some say the Independent Commission itself, but if you've been at a club, you have to be out of the game for 3 years before you can go on to the commission. But she's a good operator, but I think her days have been numbered there for some time.
When do you head to Brisbane?
Next Wednesday, actually, not until next week.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
What do you think he needs? Get around the squad.
We're going to try and turn Queen Street more blue, Webby, so we might try and get you down in your New South Wales jumper next Thursday.
In my tracksuit. Yeah, good luck with that.
No, not in the tracksuit.
No. Nothing wrong with the tracksuit. Very good. Gee, it's comfy. We should wear tracksuits.
Well, you still wear your Australian cricket tracksuit down the local shops, I know.
Oh, my God.
What? Still okay? Still fits?
Good on you, Webby.
Thanks, boys.